Canım Hüseyin, canım Hüseyin, canım Hüseyin, canım Hüseyin, canım Hüseyin, canım Hüseyin, canım. Selam ey babe rahmet, babe cennet. Selam ey babe rahmet, babe cennet. Selam ey rahbere.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله القاسم الجبارين نبيل الظالمين مدرج الحاربين نقال الظالمين صحيح المستصرخين موضع حاجات الطالبين معتمد المؤمنين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. واللعنة على أعدائهم وظالميهم وراسبي حقوقهم ومنكر فضائلهم. لعنة الدائمة من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال مولانا إمام الصادق في زيارة الأربعين: أشهد أنك جاهدت في سبيله حتى أتاك اليقين. In the beginning, I'd like to convey my condolences to all Mu'mineen Mu'minat for the followers of Aba Abdullah Hussein on this day when we are commemorating the 40th day for the martyrdom of Son of Holy Prophet, Son of the old prophets in the past, Son of the Adam, Son of the Noah, Son of Abraham, Son of Moses, the Son of Jesus, Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wa salam. Our salute and peace be upon that martyr that has sacrificed his life for the sake of humanity, for the sake of values, the one who wanted to strive in his life, the one who gave his life to keep the human values alive, the one who is Imam of humanity. He is not Imam of only Shias. Aba Abdullah Hussein is leader for humanity, and anybody who likes to learn about humanity, he needs to learn about the life of Aba Abdullah Hussein. One of the aspects of any divine religion that is striving for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is called jihad in Islam. Unfortunately, evil powers of the world, they tried to make a bad name for jihad. They wanted to show and demonstrate that Islam has a jihad. Jihad, what it means? Cutting throats of the people, killing the people, taking the livers of people from their bodies, cutting the people into pieces, placing their head, playing with the heads of people. That was one of the names that they wanted to call it jihad. They funded Al-Qaeda, they funded Taliban, they funded Daesh. evil powers. They gave them all the weapons that they can create atrocities in the world, that they can give a name and give a message to the world, this is Islam that you wanted to see. This is an Islam that if you like to come towards it, because Islam is becoming a message that is a global message, that is a universal message. In order to create obstacles in the path of the globalization of Islam, they wanted to give a message. So they funded, they created, they organized those inhuman people that they can go outside and they can give a message of jihad. But jihad, there are two meanings of jihad. One is the meaning of jihad that was jihad of Bani Umayyah. There is another name of jihad that is jihad of Hussein. There is jihad of Amir al-Mu'mineen. That is jihad of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There is a Husseini jihad. There is a Yazidi jihad. There is a Islami jihad. There is a evil jihad. Both have different meanings. In evil jihad, in Yazidi jihad, in Bani Umayyah jihad, in American jihad, you need to kill the people. You need to cut the throats of people. You have to take the souls of people. You have to take the bodies of people. You have to kill them. There is a message of killing. There is a message of destruction. But there is another jihad. That is the meaning of giving the life of the people. Giving life to the people. Giving life to the humanity. Imam Hussein has introduced a jihad that by giving his life, he wanted to give life to the humanity.
Hayat min nazzallah!
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 At the time, 13 centuries before, 61st Hijri, this jihad was introduced by the Yazidis, by the force that was evil force, that wanted to vanish Islam. They came in Karbala, they came with the motive of jihad, and they announced for jihad. They asked from their lashkar, an army, that ride on the horses, attack on Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, and get into the paradise. So their motive was same motive that we see today, the motive of Daesh. When we see these Taliban, these are not new creatures. They are the creatures that were being in the 13th century before. Even they were existing in the past prophet's time. They were existing in the time of Jesus. They were existing in the time of Moses. These are the evils they were standing against all the prophets in the past. These are the evils they were standing against the values of human being. And again, with the same character, with the same slogan, they came against the personality that is Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. When they came against Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, Hussein changed the course of action. He changed the course of action. He did not take sword in his hands, but he asked his loved ones to be with me. He asked Ali Asghar to come with me. He asked Qasim to come with me. He asked Ali Akbar to come with me. He asked Zainab and Kulsoom to come with me. That I don't want to go for fight, but I would like to make a change, a reformation in the humanity. The human being can understand that everything cannot be changed with the sword. Everything cannot be changed with the weapons. Everything cannot be changed with the guns. You cannot change everything with bombs. You cannot change everything with the power. But sometimes you can change something with giving the blood, with sacrificing, with shahadat, with the values, with giving the lives of all your loved ones. Those are the values that you can change. So change it.
Labbaik ya Hussain.
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 Labbaik ya
request everybody from both sides, ladies and gents. Can I request both sides, ladies and gents, let us say together, all together, we are saying we are present, O Hussein. Let us say all together, Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein! So Imam Hussein demonstrated that sometimes if you like to make change, if there is confusion, if there is a world of dalalat, if people are being misled, if minds are being changed, at that time in order to change the minds of people, in order to change the hearts of people, you need to sacrifice. You have to give your blood. You have to give blood of your loved ones. Imam Hussein has fed the tree of Islam through giving his life, life of his loved ones. And today the followers of Aba Abdullah, followers of Aba Abdullah Hussein, they are stepping on the footsteps of Aba Abdullah Hussein. That other people, evil forces, they gave weapons in the hands, they gave bombs in their hands to destroy the countries, to destroy the world, to kill the people, to cut the throats. But the followers of Aba Abdullah Hussein, they followed the steps of Aba Abdullah. They leave their houses, their families, they left their houses. At the moment, any of the media does not like to show what it is happening in Iraq. The 20 million people, those who are surrounding around Haram and Shrine of Aba Abdullah, and each one and everyone has one slogan, and that is slogan of Labbaik Ya Hussein.
Labbaik Ya Hussein! Labbaik Ya Hussein! Labbaik Ya Hussein! Labbaik Ya Hussein! Labbaik Ya Hussein!
These people, those who left their houses, they don't have any weapon. They don't have any bombs. They don't have any sword. But they went outside with their bodies. They're ready to face any danger in this world, because they learned from Karbala that in order to keep Karbala, in all your ages, you have to be ready to sacrifice. In order to make a change, you take your children with you. You take your families with you. And today, in America, in the heart of Houston, we came outside to follow the same path. We came outside to give the same message. You can see that we have our children. So martyr of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam was martyr of compassion. He wanted to bring mercy in the world. He wanted to give a message of humanity to the human being in the world, that you must understand that wherever evil powers are going to be existing, at that time Hussein is going to be alive over there. And we will say, Kullu Yawmin Ashura wa Kullu Ardin Karbala. Wherever there is going to be Ashura, Karbala is going to be there, and it is going to change. Today there is no name of Daesh, but whatever it is existing, that is name of Hussein in Iraq. And everybody is saying today, Labbaik Ya Hussein! The jihad that Imam introduced, that Imam al-Sadiq bears witness by saying, Ashhadu annaka jahadta fi sabilihi hatta ataka al-yaqeen. The jihad that you introduced, O Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, you strived until the final moment of your life, until the final drop of your blood. That is a different kind of jihad. That jihad requires you need to stay thirsty for 3 days. That jihad requires that you have to go through every difficulty. That jihad requires that you give your companions for the sake of Allah. that jihad requires sometimes, if Ali Akbar comes asking for permission, you have to give him permission that he can go for jihad. If this jihad requires that you can give your loved one until the final one, that the 6 months old child, Ali Akbar, you give the life of little children, that human being can survive, that values can be always alive. Abu Abdullah Hussein has kept values alive. Today we came to give the same message to the humanity. Oh people, if you like to learn what is the right of human being, what is humanity in real meaning, then you need to come and learn about Abu Abdullah Hussein, learn about characters of Ahimma alayhi salam, learn about true Islam. Do not be misled by the false Islam. Do not be misled by the evil Islam, Islam of the powers. There are two Islam existing in this world. One is Islam of the powers, and second is Islam of those who are standing firm on the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who trust in the power of Allah, they do not go with the weapon, they go with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They go with the power of faith, they go with the power of Iman, and they stand with that, and they can be cut in pieces, but they will keep alive their Islam and true message of the Prophet. Labbaik ya Hussein!
Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, today we have come to commemorate the Arba'een, the day that is today the tragedy has become fresh. Yesterday we commemorated Arba'een, the 40th day, and today let us think that this caravan, it wanted to go back to Medina. It wanted to leave the city of Karbala, the land of Ishq, the land of affection, the land of martyrdom, the land of sacrificing, the land of promise, the land of allegiance, the land that gives the message of Wafa. They wanted to leave this battlefield, they wanted to leave this Karbala. How difficult it was for Zainab that when she came into Karbala, she came with Abu Abdullah, she came with Ali Akbar, she came with the Qasim, she came with many companions. But today when she wanted to leave, at that time she does not have anybody with her. She was looking at the grave of Mazlum. She started looking at the grave of Mazlum, and then she recited a poetry. Then she started saying wada. She wanted to say farewell to Abu Abdullah. She wanted to say farewell to Karbala. And she said, Allah, ya ayyuhal Karbala, nubatyahuka jisman bila uslim wala kafan. Would you like to see pain of Zainab? You like to hear pain of Zainab, salamullah alayha? You know, today remember the pain of Zainab. Remember that how she was feeling when she wanted to leave Karbala. At that time she said, oh Karbala, I am leaving you. Oh Karbala, I am leaving you with a body that was buried without a ghusl and kafan. Oh Karbala, bear witness that I am leaving today Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. When I wanted to go towards Kufa and Syria, at that time this body was remaining in the battlefield. This body was remaining under the arrows. It was remaining under stones. It was remaining under many types of the weapons. And this body was not buried. When Imam Sajjad, he started looking at the body and he was staring. And it was kind of a situation that narration itself, Imam Sajjad, he was close to death. And Zainab comes and she says, oh my nephew, what has happened to you? Why don't
life, your life to leave, let us go. And at that time our Sajjad said, Oh my auntie, how that is possible to leave the body of my father in this battlefield without any ghusl, without any kafal? Is that possible for a son that he can leave? Today again the emir is leaving and she is remembering that. But there is an old lady, she started finding a grave. You know, let me remind you, she started finding a grave. Who this lady is? That is the mother of Ali Asghar. She started finding a grave that was little grave, that was grave of 6 months old Ali Asghar. And she came and sat down, and Imam Sajjad came and started asking, our mother, let us leave now. Oh mother, let us leave now, go towards Medina. And she said, what is remaining in Medina? I have sacrificed everything. I sacrificed my husband. I sacrificed my little child Ali Asghar. I have sacrificed my Sakina. I have given up everything. I don't have anything remaining, but I have to go to Medina. Today everything has become alive over here. I would like to stay in Karbala rather than going back to Medina. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Let us say all together, sallallahu alayka Aba Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بثنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت. وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Once again and all together and everybody, let us say together, لبيك يا حسين
لبيك يا حسين.
سلام الكعبية دلها حسين جان. سلام الشام إما فلها حسين جان. حسين جان حسين جانم حسین جان. حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم. سلام ای باب رحمت باب جنم. سلام ای باب رحمت باب جنم. سلام ای رهبر والا حسین. سلام ای میوه قلب پیامبر. سلام ای میوه قلب پیامبر. سلام ای زاده زهرا حسین جانم.
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جان. حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم.
همیشه بلبم نام تو باشم. همیشه بلبم نام تو باشم. همیگویم که ای مولا حسین جانم. قامت را از دل و جان میپذیرم. قامت را از دل و جان میپذیرم. کنم برپا از آیت را حسین جانم.
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جان. حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم.
سلام کعبه دلها حسین جان. سلام کعبه دلها حسین جان.
Hussain Jaan, Hussain Jaan, Hussain Jaan, Hussain Jaan, Hussain Jaan, Hussain Jaan.
Salam ei babera, mat babe jana. Salam ei babera, mat babe jana. Salam ei rahbare, bala Hussain Jaan. Salam ei miveye, albe payama. Salam ei miveye.
Hussain Jaan, Hussain Jaan, Hussain Jaan, Hussain Jaan, Hussain Jaan, Hussain Jaan.